Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. And I had one today, and I thought that I'd just talk about this one. It's all about fashion trends and should you follow the fashion trends? This is a very personal thing. So I had someone who said, like, you know, I've been looking at street style and there's a oversized dress with a pair of sneakers street style that's going along. They're often quite tiered and kind of frill gathered, I suppose. It's a bit of a frill gathered trend, you know, and I'm over 50 and should I wear it? And the answer here is incredibly personal and it's something that only you can answer. Because if you really love something, if you go, I just really, really love this trend, and maybe it suits your personality, then wear it. But you've got to look at it and also try and take an objective look. And one of the things you can do here is try something on in the stores, take some photos, and see if it actually works for you. There are some trends that can look great on someone who's young, but tend to look a little bit, you know, more difficult, or just try hard on someone who is older. And that is something that, you know, you can know. But of course, if it's your personality, often people, you know, like, there is no rule about what does and doesn't work. You know, can I wear jeans when I'm 80 years old? Absolutely. Can I wear leather all your life? But particularly it works well when it is related to your personality. When it's unrelated, that's when often it looks incongruous with you and your style, particularly if it's something very different. But it is something that I always think that slavishly following a fashion trend head to toe, this is when sometimes it can look a little bit fashion victim in a way, but taking elements of a trend and incorporating them into your outfits can make you look fresh and modern. It's how you do it. So it's looking at, you know, what really matters to you. You know, for some people, figure flattery is their most important thing. And so if a fashion trend doesn't suit their body, then, you know, forget about it. And I always think about figure flattery is something that, you know, there's a bit of a, I was reading something the other day about how dare, you know, that be something that's important to people. But I can, you know, I can say from what people ask me, I know it is very important for many people. I think of figure flattery as body harmony rather than, you know, to looking slimmer or whatever it might. It's creating lines. It's using lines, you know, style lines that create harmony with your unique body rather than fighting it. I think, you know, if you go to the extreme, we could look here at the corsets of the, you know, the early 19th century and the late 1800s, all that sort of stuff, where women were corseted in a way that they could barely breathe. And, you know, I would have been a terrible fainter, I'm quite sure, if I had to follow that fashion trend. And that was just a fashion trend at the time. And that was very much manipulating your body to fit some sort of certain ideal. And this has been around forever, really. When you look at every fashion that has gone on through history, there's always some sort of manipulation, you know, whether it's the military uniform with the epaulettes that are made to be making a man's shoulders appear broader and therefore stronger, to, you know, whether it's corsetry or girdles of the 1950s, or my grandmother telling me about all the girdles she had to wear and the whale boning and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, these days, the fashion trend, it's deciding on what works for you. And if you like the silhouette, if that silhouette works for you and that makes you happy, if you really care about body harmony, then that's something you want to take into consideration when you are looking at any fashion trend. Is this a fashion trend that I am going to be happy wearing because it makes me feel good because I feel I look good in it or not? Now, for some people, it's like, I don't care what my body looks like. I just want to wear the trend. And that may be a personality aspect. For other people, it's, well, is this something too that I'm going to get longevity out of? And I did talk recently about fads, trends, and fashion and classics. And I know often as we get older, we expect our wardrobe to last longer. We're more, you know, conscious in our environmental and ethical impact we might be having on the world with our fashion choices. And so that is something also to think about if you're going, should I wear this trend that's going around? Because if it's something like that's more a fad, it's going to be shorter lived, and therefore it's going to have a shorter lifespan in your wardrobe. And does that fit with your, you know, ethical, you know, values, or your, you know, whatever other values you might have? You want to consider that and weigh those things up as well. So, you know, as far as should you wear a particular trend at any stage of your life, I always think, you know, one of my kind of own, this is an own personal rule, and I do not inflict it on anybody else. But one of my own personal rules is if I look at a piece of clothing and it's something that reminds me of something my daughter wore when she was, you know, between the ages of 3 and 10, that's probably something I don't want to be wearing in my 50s, because there are certain kind of garments that are, you know, they're younger in their kind of construction. It's something we would put on a very young person in that 3 to 10 year old sort of stage of life. And therefore, I go, on me, it's just going to look a little bit try hard and a little bit funny in some ways, like I'm trying to reclaim my childhood or youth in a way. So it is that sort of thing to be aware of. But of course, if if you're very creative, you can put any fashion trend together into your outfit in a way and give it your own twist, and it will work for you, because it'll be kind of, in some ways, you can turn it outside fashion. But it's about how you wear things, and what you like about them, and how much they work for you as well, your personality, and all your kind of, you know, what I call the style puzzle elements, all the kind of elements of physicality and body and personality harmony. They've all got to come together for you. So there's no right or wrong here. There's no one answer. I cannot give you and I'm not going to give anybody permission. It's not my job to give you permission to wear something or to not wear something. That's up for you. You know, that's for you to decide, because it's only you know you, and only you know what is right for you. So I really think it is one of those things that it's something you want to just look at, but sometimes it's good to kind of objectively analyze it from a couple of different options. Look at what the clothes are communicating. I think that's also really important. This is where understanding the concepts of yin and yang come in, which I have lots of blog posts about, and lots more in my 7 Steps to Style program as well. And understanding, well, is that what I want to be communicating or not? And that is something I always consider, that given that your clothes are talking before you open your mouth, it's really important to think about, well, what do I want them to communicate about me? What do I want people to know about me, without me actually ever having said anything? And then deciding, does that, you know, fashion trend or that garment or whatever it might be, is that communicating in the way I want it to? Because that's where, when we get all these things together, that's when we feel really authentic. That's when we feel best in our style. You know, and it just gives you another kind of, you know, thing to make your decisions around. We have to give ourselves some guidelines to make decisions around. Otherwise, there's just all too much in the air. There's so many choices in the world. There is, you know, decision fatigue we get day in and day out because there are so many decisions. You know, when you're just going to the supermarket and say, what flavor of crackers will I buy today? When there's 50 different flavors, that can give you decision fatigue, let alone what will I wear? And out of all the choices that are out there, it's deciding what really works for you. And that can only come back to you because you know you the best out of everybody in the world. So I hope that gives you a few ideas. Do have a look at my Fads, Trends and Classics blog post as well. I'll link to that. And also about understanding how clothes communicate and thinking about that, that aspect of, do I want this sort of, whatever is the fashion trend style of clothes, what are they communicating? And is that something I want to be communicating? Because it may or may not relate to you and your personality. And of course, understanding those body harmony guidelines. And that's something that I go to in depth in my 7 Steps to Style program. But there is lots of different resources on the blog, with my body shape calculator quiz and my personality style quiz and all those sorts of things to help you start to get to grips with your own style fundamental so you can build a wardrobe full of clothes that you love to wear, that make you feel confident, make you feel great, and make you feel stylish in a way that is authentic to you. So please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.